Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching of Pastor Dolly Bundy, the wonderful woman of God. I want to welcome you to the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. Hallelujah. This is our hour of power of prayer on this Thursday morning, the 23rd day of January. The month is moving out quickly. The year of our Lord 2020. Hallelujah. It is a great day to be alive. Hallelujah. Welcome to the broadcast. Hallelujah. My name is Apostle Anthony. And we'll be starting off the broadcast here this morning. And we'll say, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's called it in the Psalm of David. I want to welcome you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us, give thanks. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there's something about that name. Father, it's in the name. Hey, Koshi Kadakaya Sa, God. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That we cry, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Lord. Lord God, we pray for the broadcast, O Lord God. We pray that you cover each and every one, Father, in the name of Jesus. Individually, Lord God, collectively, O Lord God, that you move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God. Answering prayer requests, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Touching, healing, delivering, setting free, O Lord God, as only you can, O Lord God. For God has spoken once and twice, have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. So, Father, we come to give thy name the honor, the glory, and praise in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Father, for touching us, O Lord God, and waking us up this morning in our right mind, able to praise your holy and righteous name. Lord God, we come to the prayer deliverance ministry, O Lord God, because we are needy people, O Lord God. We need a word from you, Lord God. We need direction, O Lord God, clarity, O Lord God. We come to thank you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the direction that you're carrying us in, O Lord God. The workmanship of your hand, Father, in the most difficult places, O Lord God. Thanking you, O Lord God, because if you speak it, O Lord God, it will be so, O Lord God, and it will come to pass, O Lord God. You're the God, hallelujah, for our salvation and deliverance, O Lord God. You are the Ancient of Days, O Lord God, so we come to praise you, God. We come to worship you, Lord God. We thank you this morning for moving by your Spirit and by your power, Lord God. We accept your touch, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would fill those that are not filled with your precious Holy Spirit, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we pray for our children, our grandchildren, O Lord God, our adult children, O Lord God, that the young adults, O Lord God, that are in the workplace, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch, O Lord God, and that you would bring forth, O Lord God, them in a miraculous way, Lord God. Praying for my son, Roderick, O Lord God, and everybody's son, Roderick, and their nieces, O Lord God, their sons, and their daughters, O Lord God. Praying for my friend, Kevin, O Lord God, who's in the hospital, Lord God. They want to operate on the heart, O Lord God. And we also pray for everybody who's on the prayer list and that are called in, O Lord God. You have a cardiac condition going on, O Lord God. Something going on with their respiratory system, that heart, O Lord God, that functioning, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray now for all those that have the high blood pressure, low blood pressure, Lord God. Those that have sugar diabetes, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Renal failure, Lord God. We pray for them, O Lord God. New kidneys right now in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that you would do divine healing this morning, O Lord God. That you work miracles, O Lord God, because you work them so great, O Lord God. There's none like you, O Lord God. Looked all over, searched all over, Lord God. Couldn't find no one, O Lord God, no one that was greater than you, Lord God. So we come again, O Lord God, gathering ourselves together in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. At the prayer deliverance ministry, Lord God. We came to join our hands with the circle, O Lord God, to unite our hearts in love, O Lord God. In unification, O Lord God, with one accord, O Lord God, to bless your holy name, O Lord God, to talk about your goodness, O Lord God, to testify of the mercy of God, O Lord God, and how you have mercy and compassion, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, is just ending to your compassion, O Lord God. You so love the world, Lord God, that you gave us, O Lord God. You gave the world your only begotten Son, O Lord God, and say, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, O Lord God. We do believe, O Lord God, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, O Lord God. So we ask that you touch, O Lord God, everywhere, Lord God, especially in the places of end time and weather, Lord God. There are people on rooftops and abandoned buildings and stripped out cars, O Lord God, needing a touch from you, Lord God, need the word from you, Lord God. So we thank you today, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for the president of this United States, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would move by your Spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God, and touch the mind, O Lord God, for everyone over there, O Lord God, that's upon Capitol Hill and in the Congress, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We came to worship you and praise you, Lord God. Lord God, for you alone, O Lord God, are able to meet the need, O Lord God. We understand, O Lord God, that this world is ruled by your command, O Lord God. Touch our children, O Lord God, especially the baby children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those babies that were born, O Lord God, with addiction, O Lord God, and withdrawal symptoms in their body, O Lord God. We pray for those children, O Lord God, that have cancer, Lord God, at St. Jude's Hospital and other institutions, O Lord God, that work on cancer, Lord God, children with cancer, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We rebuke that flu strain, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would stamp it out, O Lord God, that you would move by your Spirit and by your power. So, God, we come to you, O Lord God, no other help we know, O Lord God. Because, Lord God, we know that you are providing, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Prepare, O Lord God, blessings, O Lord God. God, we ask that you touch your minister, Brother Fletcher, Sister Fletcher, O Lord God, that you would bless them, O Lord God, that you would bless their marriage and their children, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and others, O Lord God, that need their marriage and relationship. shake off, oh Lord God, what's not right, oh Lord God, and cause this body to line up with the word of God, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We adore you, Lord God. We praise your name, oh Lord God. We rebuke the powers of darkness in the name of Jesus. Principalities of power, spiritual wickedness that is in high places, oh Lord God. We cast down every vain imagination, oh Lord God, that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, oh Lord God, knowing that you are our healer, Lord God, that you are deliverer, Lord God, that you died and you let captivity captive, oh Lord God, and gave gifts on the man, oh Lord God. So we stand in this honor and worship you and praising you, oh Lord God, and looking for you to do the miraculous and the supernatural this morning, oh Lord God. Creative miracles, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you're breaking the nicotine addiction, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, over people's lives, oh Lord God, that you're breaking the addiction to control substance, oh Lord God. Wherever it be right now, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God, we just came to worship you this morning, God. We came to praise your name, oh Lord God. We came to sing the song of Zion, oh Lord God. We come to praise you, oh Lord God, that you're sending bushments out, oh Lord God, against our enemies, Lord God, realizing that we have no need to fight in this particular battle, but the battle is not ours, oh Lord God, but the battle is yours, oh Lord God. Lord God, help us be wise in our doings, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you this morning, Father, and we praise you this morning, God, because early this morning, oh Lord God, you have touched us with your finger of love, oh Lord God, and you have started us on the way, oh Lord God. So we give thy name the honor, the glory, and the praise, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for rebuking that spirit of suicide and murder, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, the drive-by shooting, oh Lord God, the unconcerned spirit of the young people, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you are blessed, oh Lord God, that you begin to touch minds, oh Lord God, and begin to move and begin things, oh Lord God. You have shook it one time, Lord God. I ask that you shake it again, oh Lord God. Save the young people, Lord God. Give them a mind to be saved and to live holy after the ordinance of God in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We ask that you bless Pastor Darling, oh Lord God, and bless her sisters and her brother, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Those, oh Lord God, that have been in the ministry and Lord God, and have held up and under guards, Lord God. Bless those that are behind the scene, oh Lord God, and work in the station, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for what you're doing, oh Lord God. God, we thank you for jobs, oh Lord God, and opportunities for entrepreneurship in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord God, for turning lives around in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Lord God, that's rebuking, oh Lord God, and healing mental illnesses, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We come thanking you, Lord God. We come praising you, Lord God, for all that you're doing right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, God. We thank you. Want to thank God for this morning. Hallelujah to God. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I can feel him in the atmosphere. The Lord is here. Once we stand by, we're traveling again, and we're on this back road here. So I don't know when the signal is going to give out. Hallelujah to God. If it doesn't give out as well, hallelujah to God. We thank you and praise to God for you this morning, glad that you came. Glory to God in the highest. We're going to take a moment here, hallelujah to God, and check with the pastor, hallelujah to God, and see if there's anything that we need to pray for at the top of the hour, hallelujah to God. And while she's coming, I pray that you would focus in on what you need God to do for you, hallelujah to God, as we go up in prayer, as we go through this hour of power prayer here on the praise and deliverance ministry here on the Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah to God. Amen and amen. I'm going to need the scripture of the week. Hallelujah to God. I couldn't.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Yes.
The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. The love of our Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The love of the Lord is here. The love of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. I just thank God this morning for this morning and for all that he's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, and we just want to continue to lift our hearts and minds to the Lord and thank him for what he's doing. It's just beautiful being alive and well and living for Jesus Christ. When you look around and you see all the things that are going on around us and we see so much chaos in the earth, it is just a blessing to know that God is there to give us that peace in the midst of the storm, peace that surpasses all understanding. The Lord said he would keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on him. It doesn't matter what it is that is going on in our lives, we know that God is right there. When we can see God doing a work in the Word, when we read the Word and we see how God helped so many different of his prophets, all of his people, his children of old, Jehoshaphat is one that we studied last month and over the last part of last year, and how God just took care of his enemies. He didn't even have to fight. Him and his army did not have to fight. They just praised God. They sang before the war began, and God, like Apostle Horsley said this morning, he sent ambushments against the enemy, so he can do the same to each and every one of us. So we just want to keep our hearts and minds towards our Father and keep our nation in prayer. Keep the nations around the world in prayer. That's what I would submit today, that we need to pray for nations, we want to pray for families, we want to pray for marriages, and we want to pray for the single people of the body of Christ, because there are many people out there who want Jesus Christ and they want to live for him, and many are trapped by Satan to cause them to want to do things they should not do. So let us keep that in prayer this morning. Amen. That is what I have to share. Apostle Horsley, thank you.
Amen. Well, we thank you, Pastor Dolly. Hey, cool shot out of here. Hey. You say prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. Say prayer for the nation is right. This is the time right in Matthew 25:26 in there where the Lord said to see these things at this time and knoweth that, you know, that he has spoke these things. Hallelujah to God. And the end is not yet. Hallelujah there. But we're at the door. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. Welcome to the broadcast. Pray and deliverance. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We want to get the names of those that are here. Hallelujah to God that this broadcast is live. It's being recorded. Hallelujah to God. We had a time on yesterday. I just sorry that it had cut off. Hallelujah to God. Because I just went to the Lord there and the Lord started speaking. Hallelujah to God. And hallelujah to God. He is awesome live broadcast 5 days a week. The presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's let Jesus fill your heart. I'm going to learn that song. I'm going to get this CD back out. I'm going to learn it. Then Jesus fill your heart. I like that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Able shout out to Kaios here. The Lord was just moving by his spirit and by his power there. Able shout out to Kaios here. He was beginning to speak about I don't know where the broadcast had cut off at yesterday, but he was speaking to me about, you know, the children and monitoring the children. Hallelujah to God. And the sublineal suggestion. Hallelujah to God. I was watching the cartoons. Hallelujah to God. And I was gonna get your name. I get it. I was watching cartoons with the children. I was listening to it, that after a while I see the video suggesting me and all kinds of manner things that are going on, and the children take this in, and the cartoons are such a thing as that they project a disobedient attitude to the children, and the subliminal suggestion that's going into their soul is that they're entitled, that they can do just whatever they want to do. But it got to the point where I was with the child, you know, and I was riding the car, and the child, they begin to get, you know, like children, they go against one another and start arguing. Then the other one didn't want the other one to touch on this. I hate my life, help my life. And as the child began to speak that, I began to feel that spirit that the adversary was setting up a place in the child's life that it could get in and cause the child to feel good, that there's no hope in God, that they might as well go on and commit suicide. I was getting ready to beat the child. Yeah, I was going to get the paddle out there and paddle them up good, for one, to drive that foolishness out of their heart. The Bible speaks of the rod of perfection. Hallelujah. And it starts there, and then I started thinking of the era that they're in, and the cartoons and the video games and stuff. It's destroying the fabric of the children. And God told us to train up the child in the way that it should go. And when it grows up, it will not depart. It will remember the Lord. And a lot of times we leave the children to monitor themselves. Hallelujah to God. They've only been here 8, 9, 10, maybe 12 years. Hallelujah to God. After that, they get to something and they are being killed. Like there's just no, there's no stopping this violence and this corruption. But we thank God, because we hear every morning on prayer, prayer, deliverance, praying for them. I'm get your name, I get excited there. I'm getting the well now, but I know that you have prayer requests. Please give your name, let us know if you're able to pray. Hey, Koshatanaki, I'm not over here, God. And if you're not, hallelujah, just say that you're listening. Glory to God in the highest. We're still trying to get this program on in Florida here. Hallelujah to God. And sending these donations is at the end is at the end the rollout of how the trailer that takes us out. Hallelujah to God. We'll let you know we can send a gift, a donation. Hallelujah to God to support the ministry. Hallelujah to God. I didn't able shout out to God. If the lines are open, please give your name at this time. El Tadaka, you'll see ya. We'll go back into worship and praise the Lord. We want to pray request to be able. So at this time, if the lines are open, please feel free to give your name.
Good morning, Yvonne Lester.
Good morning, Yvonne. Good to hear your voice. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie, listening. God bless.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie. Hallelujah. There's another. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God. We thank God for those that are here. Glory to God in the highest. So let's come in and just let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah to God. We're going to go on. I'm Ryan, so this signal might cut off as we're going down here through down 301 here. Hallelujah. Between here and the towns ahead, it might cut off at any time. So, hallelujah. God, amen. Let's just worship the Lord and praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
God.
Your name, Lord. We bless your name, O Father.
God, we thank you, Lord God.
You God.
Praise
trust
God.
God.
In the name of Jesus,
your
God.
Lord, you Lord, and all of
by your Spirit, God, and by your power, O Lord.
In the
name of Jesus, O Lord God. Name to worship,
great
Lord,
is thy faithfulness, Lord, and morning by morning.
Thank you,
Lord
God.
Great is your mercy unto us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our strength and your unending.
Lord,
become our salvation.
surgery.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I say yes to your will. Yes to your way. I trust you. I obey, Lord, in my heart. I shall agree, and I shall say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. Thank you for your perfection today, God. Thank you for giving us the truth of your word, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Just praising you forever, Lord God. Thank you for the love that you shared on Calvary, that gave your life so that we could be free. Jesus, for that, thank you for stripes. Hallelujah, Lord. Healed, so we thank you for healing this morning. Oh, Jesus. Bless your name, God. We just praise you, Lord God. In the beauty of holiness and in the spirit of righteousness, oh, Father. How great is thy faithfulness, oh God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh, Lord. Thank you for your peace, joy, and contentment in you. Is great gain, oh God. Thank you that we have the victory through Jesus. Thank you that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds and you keep us in perfect peace. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord, that you take our motives and take us, Lord, after your will, Lord, while we are yielded and still, God. Thank you that you are the potter and we are the clay, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us in your care, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, glory to your name, God. My God, my God, I thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord. With joy we draw water from the well of salvation. New thing, God. Hallelujah. Making a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord, for opening up doors, oh God, that need to be opened. Thank you for closing doors that need to be closed. Thank you that you've given us the keys to the kingdom, God. Thank you for your word, oh God. Your word is rich, Lord. It's powerful, Lord. It is quicker than a switch sword, oh God. It cuts asunder even to the bone and the marrow, Lord. Thank you for that this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Give us glory to your name. My Lord, let us just lift our voices to the King, oh God.
Your
thank
name,
you, Lord. We are kingdom builders, oh God, and we are rising, oh God, as an enemy higher and higher into God. Thank you, Lord, for that, oh God. Thank you for the praise of the Lord that are in our mouths, oh God. My praise shall continually be in my mouth, oh God. Hallelujah. Come before you,
great
Lord. We thank you that we find help in the time of need, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, my Father, my Father, my King, my joy, my Lord, love, oh God. Thank you that you love our souls, oh God. Thank you that you sit in the heavens and you laugh at the devil, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Great is thy righteousness, oh God, and we are pressing forward, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for the high calling of Jesus Christ, oh God. Glory to your name, Lord. Praise your holy name this morning, oh God. You are the holy one, oh God. You are the righteous one, oh God. You are the peacemaker, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, we have peace. You God. In this hour, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for
healing, delivering, and setting captives free, God. Thank you for salvation that is coming to someone, oh God, in our families, Lord, and around the world, oh God. Thank you for the leaders, God, that you protect our country, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And we praise you,
my God. Thank you, Lord, that we have
a name,
Lord.
In the name that's above every name that I call you, God.
Scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, God. Nothing can the enemy hurt us, oh God.
In the name.
Thank you, Lord, that we're covered by the blood of the Lamb, oh God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we can speak to a mountain and the mountain shall be removed and cast into the sea, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Oh, Lord, thank you that the weapons of our warfare and our carnal minds, oh God, to the pulling down of strongholds, oh God. Thank you that the strongholds are being pulled down right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, today that the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violence taken by force for the
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, Holy Ghost, we thank you that you're having your way right now. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, my
thank
God.
Yeah.
Oh, we praise you, Father. We bless your name, God, because you are so wonderful, God. There's nothing better than knowing you, oh God, and serving you, oh God, and being a part of your kingdom, oh God. We bless you for that this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Glory
thank
to your
you.
Name, Father.
Lord, hallelujah. We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank
you. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, praise God. I believe Apostle Horsley, he may have been got into a spot where his phone has dropped. So we thank God for today. And we thank God for everyone who's here. And right now what I'm going to do is open up the opportunity. If you have a prayer request and or a praise report you want to share this morning, because the Lord tells us in his word that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives even unto the death. That is in the book of Revelation. So we give our testimony to let people know what God has done, and somebody will be encouraged and helped by your testimony. So the lines are open now. Amen.
Amen. Yvonne Lester, I have a prayer request for my sister-in-law, Mayran, and my sister-in-law. She in the rehab, and my sister-in-law, Callum, she in the hospital, and my cousin, Pat, she in the hospital, so they can have a speedy recovery.
Okay. So that's Mayran, Carolyn, and Pat.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Got it. Got it. Okay. I'm going to put Linda out there. Linda has, she comes to the prayer line often. I don't see her today, but excuse me. She's got some issues with her living quarters, and so she needs to receive favor concerning that. Amen. Praise God. All right. Anybody else with a prayer request or praise report?
I have one more. My baby daughter, she's trying to get a promotion on her job. Her name, Nicole.
Get
a promotion on her job. She get more money. She need more money to pay her bills.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and we're just going to put jobs anyway because there's several people who are in need of jobs. We also want to put out there, many people have lost their loved ones over the last few weeks, and so those people who are in mourning, we just want to pray for the spirit of grief to ask God to help people not to be just deep down and depressed because of the loss of a loved one. I know sometimes it affects people in different ways, and people can get totally depressed behind the loss of a loved one, especially if it's a something that happens suddenly, like these few people that were in an accident. Sounds like there was a situation where this guy deliberately ran into a car of about, I think it was six boys, and three of the boys died. So we just want to pray for the spirit of grief that God will lift the heaviness of these families. Amen. Yeah. And we won't. anybody else with something you want to say this morning?
Yes, good morning.
Okay,
Sister Jean. I want to thank God for bringing my brother through his knee surgery yesterday, and X-ray healing for members of my family that's got some illnesses that were really, you know, first of all, my sister Nadine, and she had a touch of pneumonia, so I'm asking for healing for her. And the other ones that have arthritis, as I do, feeling this pain each and every day. I pray that we get better.
Okay, so Nadine,
she had to go to the emergency room. She had a touch of pneumonia. And my brother just had knee surgery for healing. Thank you.
Okay. And then you said, sister, what's the sister who has arthritis? You said, what's her name?
Yolanda and Nadine and Jeannie.
Okay.
Pray for healing. Thank God.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Okay. All right, so we're going to pray for those who need healing. So we have Sister Mayran, we have Carolyn, we have Pat, Sister Jeannie has family members who need to be healed. Nadine, the pneumonia that needs to be removed from her body. Sister Jeannie and Yolanda have arthritis, and then her brother who had surgery on the knee. So we're going to pray. What's your brother's name?
Calvin.
Okay. So we're praying for his recovery and complete healing. Amen. So let's come in and pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, we thank you so much because you are the healer. You said, I am the Lord that heals thee. So we're believing for healing this morning,
Lord.
Oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, because instead of call, Lord, you answer you to a great and mighty thing, Lord. So we pray for Jesus, brother Calvin.
Praise you, Lord God. From the miraculous and the supernatural,
I need,
Lord
God,
from creative
the surgery that he had, Father. In the
right
name
now,
of
God,
Jesus, Lord,
name
we thank you. Thank you for bringing
Lord
him through,
God.
Oh God, and blessing
Lord
him to get through that surgery, Lord.
Lord.
Doctor did everything
God.
To you, Lord. So what
in the name
you, oh God,
of
the,
Jesus, Lord.
You have the final say, oh God. So we believe
Lord,
that.
Right
oh,
now,
God.
In
the name
of
Jesus, we pray for Yolanda and we pray for Jeannie, oh God, who have arthritis, Lord. Remove the arthritic condition, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
My God, by
yes.
your stripes, you are healed, O Lord. Yes. So we thank you for healing, O God, in Jeannie's body, Lord, and Nadine, O God. We decree and declare that you take the pneumonia out of her body, O God. You can do it right
yes.
now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, remove all the inflammation, O God, and everything, O God, that is
yes,
not good in your body. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and each and every person in Jeannie's family, O God, those names you may not have called, that you heal each one, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you for that, O God. We pray, Lord, for Pat, O God. We pray for Carolyn, Lord, who are in the hospital, Lord, that you bring them out, O God, that you help the doctors to give a right diagnosis, O God, and that they will come out and be healthy and strong, God, that they will recuperate, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Marianne, O God, who's in rehab, Lord, I pray, Father, today that as she goes through her rehab, O God, that you bless her, O God, and draw, O God, whatever it is that's in her body that shouldn't be there, Lord, that you draw it out of her body, God, in the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, and Lord, anybody else out there who needs to be healed, Lord. We thank you for the healing. Thank you for healing Sister Yvonne's leg, O God, in the name of Jesus, from her operation and Jamila's, O God. We thank you for blessing her, O God, and Apostle Joyce, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
In
the
name
of Jesus, praise you, God. We glorify your name, O God, because you are the healer, Lord. Even the little babies out there born prematurely, O God, we pray for them too, Lord, that you help these babies, O God, to grow up, O God, and be strong men and women of God. We thank you for it.
We
bless your name. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Praise God.
Yes.
Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so we're going to pray for Sister Nicole, who wants a promotion on her job, and those who are looking for a job. I know Sister Valeria, she's looking for a job. Sister Jones needs a job. So we're just going to pray that God will bring these jobs, and anybody who's on a job who needs to be promoted, let's just pray for God's favor this morning. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today for blessing your people, oh God, to find the job.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That you order their steps, God. We know the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and we delight in your way, God. So, Lord, as you bless and open up this opportunity to Apostle Horsley, that he will have a stable job, God, that he will continue his work, Lord, in the name of Jesus, once work, Lord. I pray, God, today that you will give them favor, God, their jobs out there, Lord. And I just know that you will connect the people with the right jobs, oh God, the right businesses, oh God, the right companies, oh God, and as they get these jobs, Lord, I pray that they will serve as unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and Nicole, oh God, is believing for a promotion on her job, Lord. We're believing, oh God, that you will help her, Lord. Promotion comes from you, God. So we thank you, Father, today for doing it. Power, God. Hallelujah. It is done, Lord, by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, Lord. We just thank you for favor with God and with men, God. As they go, Lord, they would go expecting and believing and receiving, God. In your name, Lord, we thank you for it, Lord. In your name, God, we praise you for it, Father. We just bless you this morning for your favor for these people, oh God, who are in need of jobs, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory to your name, God. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to pray for those who are grieving. I mean, there may be people who you know, you can call out their name, and we're just going to do a prayer for those who are, have lost loved ones.
Yes,
so, Lord, we thank you this morning that you're the one who comforts, Lord. You're the one who can, you said that you sent the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, oh God. So, Lord, for those who are in the body of Christ, oh God, we realize and recognize, Lord, to be absent in the body is to be with the Lord. So, we pray for those, oh God, who are have lost their loved ones. The mother who lost her child suddenly, oh God, who died, Father. Those who lost their children in the car crash, oh God. In various other ways that people have died, oh God. Even those who have been shot to death, oh God. We pray for those who are left behind, who are grieving right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord. That mother, that father, oh God. Grandmothers are in pain today, oh God, because of the loss of a loved one. So we thank you, Lord, today for the husbands and wives who were left behind when their loved ones went on to glory, oh God. We just pray, Lord, today that you give them peace in the midst of this situation, oh Lord. Said, we can endure for night, but joy coming in the morning, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Those who sow in tears shall, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy, God. We thank you, Lord, today for the joy of Lord coming to these lives, God, in the name of God.
We pray that you can lift their spirit up.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise your name, God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So we're going to go ahead and pray for those who are single, who want to be married. We're going to pray for the marriages so that marriages can be right. And we're going to also pray for the families, and then that just takes us up to the nation. So let's just pray for all of this right now. Singles, marriages, families, and nations. Lord, we just thank you this morning because we are asking, oh God, in faith, believing that those, oh God, who are single, that want to be married, oh God, that you will help them to be found, the men to find the women, and the women to be found by the right man, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, God, today that people will just be patient and wait on you, oh God. You said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So we thank you, Lord, today for the marriages, oh God, that are already in process, oh God, that you heal the marriages, Father. There are so many people, God, who are married, who are struggling, oh God. There are many, oh God, who want to walk out today. There are those, oh God, who have filed for divorce. And, Lord, you can stop it, oh God, if they would just look to you, God, look into the hills of where's coming their help, Lord. So we pray for your help right now, God, that you will help those, oh God, to reconcile, Lord. There are those on the prayer line who are married. So we pray for Johnny, we pray for Belinda, oh God, for reconciliation between them, oh God. Lord, and her husband, Lord, keep them safe and keep them with harmony, oh God, within their marriage. Evangelist Lynn, oh God, we pray for their unity, oh God. Jamila and Ben, Lord, Marvin and Angelina, Lord, in the name of Yolanda and Francis, Lord, we pray for them this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Father, today. Those I don't know who are married, but you know who they are, God. You can bring about peace, Lord, reconciliation, oh God, forgiveness, Lord. Some of them just need to forgive and forget about the past, Lord, so that their lives can be better, Lord. Lord, as these marriages come together, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today that these children are blessed, oh God, that the children will work, oh God, and do what is good in your sight, God. We pray for every child, oh God, who's out there who's wayward, oh God. We pray, God, that they will come back to you, God. There are many wayward children, oh God. We pray for those children, oh God. Some of us mothers and fathers have children who are out there, and we just need you to help them, oh God. We know that you're there for them, oh God. They just need to turn to you, God, and ask you for forgiveness, Lord, so that they can be a part of your kingdom, oh God, a part of the royal priesthood, a holy nation, Father, that is called out by you, God. And, Lord, we just thank you for our nation, oh God. We pray for nations around the world, God. There's turmoil on every side, oh God. There's retaliation, bitterness, oh God, plotting against the government, Father. Oh, yes, Lord, there's so many things we hear about, some things we don't know about, but we know, God, today that you are the deliverer. So we thank you for delivering our nations, oh God, and healing our nations, oh God, starting with the United States of America, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for delivering the United States, oh God, from all the chaos, oh God, all across this land, starting from the top all the way down to those who are under bridges, those who don't have a home to live in. We pray for each person in this nation, in Jesus' name, that there will be peace, Lord, that they will submit to you, God, that people will come and ask, what has I been saved, oh God? So we thank you for salvation for our nation. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We say hallelujah and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Apostle Horsley, I believe that's all the prayer requests, so we're going to yield the floor to you again.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. I just thank God. It's a little bit tired, pray for my strength. Hallelujah to God. Things are coming together. We thank God for it. I want to thank you for the prayers for one of the sisters. She wanted to be reconciled to her husband, and they were getting things together. So Sunday when she came to church, asked how was things going, and she said she was going to be with her husband, that they're working things out. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah to God, because God is moving by his spirit and by his power. Want you to be encouraged, hallelujah to God. Want you to be encouraged to stay faithful to the Lord, hallelujah to God. God is dealing with me and was and is, and is to come about, being faithful to God with your giving. This is not just a solicit, but it's a blessing. And Cornelius, in the book of Acts, his memorial, his giving came up before the Lord as a memorial. And what happened at the same time, because God is always working by, he's working on a number of things, but as he began to talk to Peter up on the rooftop in Joppa, in the house of Tanner, he was also at Cornelius and told Cornelius to send him in to get Peter from Joppa, because, you know, and what happened as a result of that, the Holy Ghost had fell upon them, hallelujah to God. Him and his house was saved, hallelujah to God, and it was a great work done here at the ministry here, Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. There's a great work going on here, hallelujah to God. And even at your local assembly, I believe I spoke on this yesterday, I just didn't know where it was, and God was just leading me, you know, be faithful in your giving, hallelujah to God. It's hard work, hallelujah to God. It's work behind the scenes, and it's kingdom work, hallelujah to God. And the king's work demands that it have haste, hallelujah to God. It demands that it be done with perfection, and it's something that God has given us to do, hallelujah to God. He was blessed. Even the church was just dealing with me since the first of the year, you know, about giving the tithes and giving the offering, hallelujah to God. And as for me, myself, it troubled me somewhat when I was not working, hallelujah to God, that I didn't have to give to the house of God, because he said to bring all the tithes in the house that they might be meet, hallelujah to God. It's ministry that has to go on. That's what they have called us to do, hallelujah, to go out into all the land and to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, hallelujah to God. That's our commission, hallelujah to God. And we have to step up to the plate, especially in these times, the evil Satanaka, that we are right now, hallelujah to God. A lot of us are not where we want to be at financially, and things are not going as straightforward as we would like for them to go, hallelujah to God. And what he had put in my spirit, and I have to say it again, that it was like with the 10 verses in Matthew 25. It says five of them were wise and five of them were foolish, hallelujah to God. And being that it was five wise, hallelujah, at the top of the aisle, that what they did was God had gave me illumination on it, that the wise finally said to them, when they went out to meet him, they trimmed their light. They said their light had went out, their spirit had went down, their relationship with God has went down. Evil Shatan Akaya. And when that relationship had went down, the light, hallelujah to God, the oil was out of their vessel. They had let that Holy Spirit, hallelujah, go down into them. But when the bridegroom came, they was crying. When they went out to meet him, hallelujah, those that took oil with them, those that were filled with God's spirit, they were ready to go. That was it, hallelujah to God. They went in with the God. They had the anointing. They had their wedding garments on. They were prepared. Hallelujah to God. And they finally came, because a lot of times we, as a Christian, we help people and we extend ourselves. And we overextend ourselves. Hallelujah to God. And we just give. Hallelujah to God. And everyone that comes, we try to meet the need, which is nothing's wrong with that. Hallelujah to God. But the Bible did caution us to give in moderation. Hallelujah to God. But they finally came to it and said, no, if we give you what we need to discern, serve God, and we give you. We overspend, hallelujah, God. When it's not enough to give to the Lord, hallelujah, God, then the house of God go lacking, hallelujah, God. This is where you get your strength from, hallelujah, God. I don't know no one that blesses like God bless, hallelujah, God, that he meets the need in spite of us, hallelujah, God. But when he told them, hallelujah, God, they told him to go by. And when they went, so to speak, I may add, let me see, and when they went to go buy from them that sold the oil, hallelujah, God, either when they went to go to get preached on or go on to get minister on, hallelujah, it was just too late. When they got back, the door was shut, and they cried out, Lord, open on the door to us. He said, I know you're not, hallelujah, God. You don't want to be in that situation, hallelujah, God. No offering is too small, hallelujah, God. Reverence God what you're giving, hallelujah, God. It's a new year, hallelujah, God. We need God to do special things, Abel, Shatanakaya, hallelujah, in the eyesight of God, hallelujah, God. God is taking care of us, hallelujah, God, and he was dealing with me about this, spending money on things that was not necessary, hallelujah, God, just spending on stuff that you didn't need, hallelujah, God. And that money could go into building the kingdom, reaching lives. They're killing out children, hallelujah, God, without mercy, hallelujah, God. They're going to the supermarket, hallelujah, God. I don't want to go too far into this here. Hallelujah, God. They had raised stuff 10, 20, as much as 50 cents. No warning, nothing. They just raised the price on the food, hallelujah, God. They just raised the price up and down on the gas, hallelujah. It's times like this when we need God to step in, hallelujah, God. We need God to step in, hallelujah, God, and begin to deal with people's heart and begin to turn the hearts of the king, hallelujah, God, because they're trying to drain our finances, hallelujah, God. They figure because some people get food stamps that they didn't work for things, so they try to take it from you, or really like unlawfully, hallelujah, God. But if you give into the ministry, hallelujah, God, if you take care of God's house, hallelujah, God, if you serve God's people, hallelujah, God is going to take care of you, hallelujah, God. He's going to take care of you. People are calling up, a lot of people are sick, illness, hallelujah, God, and they need the strength of you, hallelujah, God. They need the strength of the saints of God, those that are committed and want to worship God. God, hallelujah, God. They want some of that oil out of your vessel, hallelujah, God. You can give them a little bit, hallelujah, God. Point them in the right direction. Take them to a Bible-believing church. Give them the broadcast number. Tell them that we're here Monday through Friday from 6 to 7, hallelujah. This hour of power, prayer, deliverance ministry, calling, hallelujah, God. We got to join ourselves and unite our hearts in prayer, hallelujah, God. I believe that we're close to the top of the hour here, hallelujah, God. I get excited about what God is doing. I know that God is going to bless, hallelujah, God. I was looking to hear, hallelujah, I was desired to know where my son Roderick was, hallelujah, been about 7 years, hallelujah, God. There wasn't not a word, didn't know nothing would happen, hallelujah, God, but through the prayers, hallelujah, God, getting into the spirit of God, singing praises on the Lord, getting to that place where you can get behind the veil and get that, and get into the face of God. He's right there waiting. All of a sudden, the word came through the prophets, and God had sent the anointed, hallelujah. When he had sent that anointed, hallelujah, God, he opened the way, he said a word, hallelujah, God, to ask him, is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah, God, and I put my prayer request in there. It didn't take a sacrifice. Matter of fact, I didn't have to give at that time. But somehow or another, God sent the word, hallelujah. What is it that you want him to do? That's how I would like to hear from him, hallelujah, God. And the next time I talked to the other, his brother, God told him to start looking in Switzerland, hallelujah, God. And sure enough, the name came up. I might have told his testimony again before, but when he looked over there in Switzerland, a name came up, hallelujah, God. And the thing was that they were able to get in touch with him, hallelujah, God. The information started coming in. I want to keep him in prayer, hallelujah, God. We have glory to God in the highest. We have children that are on safe, hallelujah, God. Don't give up on them, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. It's a long time, oh Lord God, that you've been praying for them, looking for things to happen, hallelujah. God is faithful to his word. God bless you. We're at the top of the big holy sheet, the top of the broadcast. Hallelujah. Call a friend, text a friend. Tell them that we'll be here tomorrow. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. I know my time, but I thank you for the time, Pastor Darlene. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God because he works miracles so great, and we praise you for it in Jesus' name. God bless you, Pastor Darlene. Take us out. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen again. Hey, glory to God.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley. We appreciate you facilitating this morning and leading us through this hour of power of prayer. Here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, we are so grateful for all the things that God is doing. And as we're leaving today, I decree that we resist the devil and he flees. I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. I decree that though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because God is with us. I decree that we cast out all of our cares upon him, for he cares for us, and we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our hearts. And I decree that all of our families are blessed in Jesus' name, and we are blessed and highly favored by God and men. I pray that each and every one of you will have an awesome day, and that you will keep your eyes on Jesus Christ and not on your circumstances, to give him praise throughout the day because he inhabits the praises of his people. I love each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow. Pastor Scholastica will be leading us in the hour of power of prayer, and we know that God will be blessing us during that hour, and we will go forward as God leads us. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.